It's Chick on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Weather-wise, well, our meteorologist calls for a nice day today. We had a cool night last night. We'll check the details of that forecast in just a few minutes. Speaking about the forecast, Railroad Days, the parade, carnival, and fireworks were extended to this weekend. It's a second chance for people to celebrate community and railroad days. The extended run for the carnival at a new date for the parade and fireworks. The inclement weather peaked with a thunderstorm on Saturday. To be safe, the fireworks and parade were postponed and will now be held this Saturday. The parade featuring firefighters from three states as well as many community members will start at 6 p.m. The group will step off on P Street, continue along Railroad Street, take a left onto Route 44 at the traffic light, then pass the Doughboy Monument and Lawrence Field, ending up at the firehouse. Any groups that want to sign up to march can contact Mary Beth at 860-601-3130 or by email caninfireco.1911@sbcglobal.net. Lineup will begin at 5 p.m. The fireworks begin at around 9:15. Carnival rides provided by R.W. Comerford & Sons from Goshen will also be offered for the additional weekend. The decision to remain was partly based on the spongy wetness of the ground at Lawrence Field and concerns that trying to move the carnival machines would damage the field. They'll be open Friday, July 23rd, Saturday, July 24th from 6 till 10. Now, poetry is music at Collins Diner will be held on Saturday from 6 to 11. Details are updated. For more information, you can go to the Canaan Railroad Days Facebook page. Cricket Valley partners with GE converting green hydrogen fuel. Several months since the controversial Cricket Valley Energy Center last made headlines at Over Plains Natural Gas Power Plant announced on Thursday that it had signed memorandums of understanding with General Electric to help reduce carbon emissions at their combined cycle plant by converting it to green hydrogen-fueled power plant. Included in their agreement, CVEC and GE outlined their intent to develop a green hydrogen technology roadmap and advance a demonstration project to reduce carbon emissions at the combined cycle power plant, initiating the first step towards conversion to a 100% hydrogen fuel capable plant, according to that press release issued on July 15th. Also included in that agreement, the project will have consultation from both New York State and federal agencies to develop policy guidance related to the production, transport, delivery, and storage of hydrogen, as well as guidance from the leading hydrogen providers. While travel restrictions in Connecticut may be reimposed for travelers arriving from states with high rates of COVID-19, Governor Lamont told reporters that this week he's at least a week away from making that decision and said he's consulting the governors of Connecticut's three neighboring states about possibly setting a regional policy. The governor lifted a travel advisory March 19th that had required all travelers and returning Connecticut residents to quarantine for 10 days or until they tested negative for COVID-19. Lamont said he's thinking about reinstating that with the variant, which has actually come to be about 80% of Connecticut's cases. A small outbreak of COVID-19 cases tied to a private party that caused a disruption for Red Hook summer programming is now a reminder, according to precautions that are still needed during the pandemic, according to Dutchess County. The county announced the outbreak, which said included 8 confirmed cases as of Tuesday this week, after operations at Red Hook's pool and recreation camp were disrupted. Red Hook School summer school program was also a part of contact tracing efforts, but impact on its operation were limited. The best local site for a solar power installation is at Sharon Center School. According to a proposed presentation by the Board of Selectmen at the regular meeting on July 13th, the meeting was held at Town Hall and remotely on Zoom. A few other sites were looked at, but only the school property was found to be workable, according to Emily Basham, representing Connecticut Green Bank, which she described as a quasi-public state agency created by the state legislature. A final proposal for installation of the school should be ready for October or November. The proposed project would then move forward to a town meeting for approval. Wanda Houston and the HBH Trio will offer an outdoor concert. That is coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Noble Horizons. She'll be joined by percussionist Jay Bradley and keyboardist Scott Heth. Guests can bring their own chairs, blankets. Grounds will be open at 6:30, rain or shine. Only vaccinated guests may attend the indoors concert per the Department of Public Health. In addition, guests must be screened with the temperature check if the event is held indoors. And Sharon, the Energy Environment Commission meets at 5:30. In North Canaan, the July monthly meeting of the Inland Wetlands and Conservation Commission at 7 p.m. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues on from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Couch Pipe of VFW Post in North Canaan. It's Rain or Shine. Coming up, Last Good Bender. In Cornwall on Friday, the rock band camp has a public performance by the teachers and students participating in Replay Music Studio Rock Band Camp. It'll be held at 2 p.m. in West Cornwall. For an exact location, check with the Cornwall, Connecticut website. On Friday, the Fridays on the Green summer events continue in Norfolk. On Friday, Christmas in July fun events for food presented by Norfolk NET. Tickets are on sale for Gardens of Sheffield, a weekend event presented by the Sheffield Historical Society, July 23rd, 24th, and 25th. The weekend includes a gala party with live music by Mary Ann Palermo and the First Take Band, a talk on how to extend the growing season by Ron Krajowski, and a tour of 8 Sheffield Gardens. More information and tickets at sheffieldhistory.org. A Groot Art Exposition bookmarks art celebrating friendships with books. A reception is Saturday from 4 till 6 p.m. at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, Hunt Library. And in the Key of C, a concert for Claremont featuring Ian Flanagan is July 24th. Claremont's Arrow Lawn, 1 Claremont Avenue in Germantown. General admission tickets to see the concert are on sale, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viali Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, on the web, vialiinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,798.00. The NASDAQ at 14,631.95 and the S&P 500 at 4358.69. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.